Hello Libra, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 22nd and the whole week ahead. It's always nice when the sun moves into Leo for you because it makes you feel that there's things that you can really start to plan and get ahead on. Progress can be made in future plans, ideas and thoughts, and that's where you should be over the next 4 weeks, planning ahead. Planning for the future and getting all your ducks in a row. Here's your Sunday stars. I love the new moon in your 11th house because not only is it a good time over the next couple of weeks for making new friends and friendships generally, perhaps joining a club or social group, but also it's good for looking at where you want to go in your life. So aspiring to a hope, wish or dream that's important to you. All in all, these stars are very good and very positive for the looking ahead Libran. Here's your Monday stars. Venus's opposition to Saturn's a bit of a problem, simply because it's icy cold and rather chilly. And that can be in a relationship, it can be at work, in your career, it can be almost anywhere. So whether you're being shunned or blackballed by other people, or whether you're sending someone to Coventry, please don't keep it up, because this kind of aspect means people drift apart rather than come together. Here's your Tuesday stars. Mercury is going to move into Virgo. That's your 12th house, which is very spiritual, and that means that you need to really enter a period of almost monk-like or nun-like retreat. To do the things that you can do on your own, to seek solitude. And whatever it is you need to do now, you do need to find yourself, and I'm talking spiritually as much as anything. Here's your Wednesday stars. Mercury's move into your 12th house of the psychic and the supernatural is all powerful if you're a Libran who is drawn to the ethereal, esoteric, or the unworldly. It can be on all kinds of levels. For some of you, it may mean drifting back, looking around cathedrals, churches, castles, abbeys, things of history, places where there has been something magical or mystical linked to the past. Here's your Thursday stars. This is really energizing stuff because the Sun conjunct Mars in your 11th house. Find out about the 11th house in my You Can Change Your Life book. It's certainly going to open up great swathes of energy in your future and your future plans. But not only that, it's great if you're involved in a club or a group or an organisation, because this means spearheading everybody else's plans. You should be at the vanguard of change now. Here's your Friday stars. Love the fact the moon is in your sign connected to Jupiter and also the Sun and Mars, all in good aspects and energy. Now, this is great if you're a Libra who enjoys your sport or things competitive. You certainly should get a fill of that this Friday. But it might not be sport, it might be dance, disco, song. Doesn't really matter what, but you get my drift here, don't you? You need to expend energy or see others expending theirs.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.